With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Find other great podcasts like this one at podmoth.network.
Hello, and welcome to BSP, Believer Skeptic Podcast.
The podcast where two idiots debate weird phenomena.
I'm Chris, I'm the Believer.
I'm Cody, I'm the Skeptic.
And if this is your first time listening to us, we're an LGBTQ paranormal comedy podcast and proud members of the Podmoth Network, and this is a mini-sode.
Duh, it is. And in case this is your first time listening for our mini-sodes, what we do is for a regular episode, we'll pick a paranormal topic, share all kinds of stories and information. Well, in the interim week, we do a mini-sode where we do one story each, get in, get out, since it's Valentine's Day tomorrow. Well, I'll make that joke again, blast from the past. And it's basically a hint for the upcoming topic to see if you can guess. So it's kind of a game.
Yeah.
This one... is your story? I feel like it's going to be tough.
Yeah, this one's... Yeah, mine doesn't... It's there, but you're going to have to think really hard on this one.
Yeah, and mine is... Oh, God, it's going to be hard. I'm going to give a little hint in the show note.
Okay.
Yeah, we could do that. So do we want to get into it?
Sure.
Well, first of all, everyone, so you're listening to this on Monday. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Whether you love or hate it,
yep.
It's that day. Chris is all smiles. Chris loves Valentine's Day now.
I hate it.
Do you still?
Of course. I always do. It's so stupid.
I'm principal.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it's your turn to go first.
Okay. I literally did my research like 20 minutes ago.
I was actually setting up and he was like, I'm not quite done. And he's sitting in the other room, like finishing his story.
Yeah. Well, in today's story, I'm telling a pretty bizarre and interesting story about a Swedish bishop called Peter Peterson Winstrup.
Peter Peterson.
Yeah. Peter was born in Copenhagen, Denmark in 1605 and was the son of another bishop as well.
The son of a bishop?
Yeah.
I guess they were allowed to...
Yes, because the one I'm talking about, Peter, was actually married as well. So
not Catholic bishops? Or are they just taking their own liberties with Catholicism?
I don't know.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Peter himself would eventually go to university where he graduated from in 1633. 2 years following that, he was first appointed as royal chaplain. And a year later, he would receive his doctorate in theology. And 2 years later in 1638 is when he actually then became the bishop.
I actually didn't know they... had doctorate degrees
in theology?
In the 1600s. Oh,
in Sweden, I guess?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Revolutionary.
Peter
in theology.
Yeah.
I thought that was hooey.
Peter would not only be known for being a bishop, but he is also a scholar, a politician, and a man of science, with his emphasis being in medical sciences.
Cool.
Peter would remain bishop until his death in 1679. So let us fast forward some 400 years to 2012.
Okay.
Peter's remains were relocated from the crypt that they were originally buried in. When his remains were uncovered, it was found that they had been pretty well preserved and definitely not as decayed as one would think for 400-year-old remains.
Ooh, throwback. Away decay.
Yeah. This was due to the fact that somehow his remains had been mummified in that time. You know,
okay.
It is said that Peter's remains were one of the most well-preserved bodies found from the 1600s or from that time period.
Wow.
And that not only was his body well preserved, but even his clothes were, because he wore a cape and leather gloves that were, that somehow also withstood the last 400 years.
Wow, fancy.
Yeah.
Leather gloves withstood 300-400 years. That's crazy.
Yeah. Being ever so curious, scientists wanted to determine the cause of such a well-preserved body. It was determined that Peter had not been embalmed. Instead, there had been a number of herbs and plants combined in a mat which his body was resting on. Some of the herbs included lemon balm, juniper, and wormwood. And it was concluded that the body was most likely kept in a cool ventilated area before being put in the crypt, which also helped with the mummification process.
And we don't edit our mini-sodes.
Yeah.
You get to hear both of our pronunciation funds.
Our snafus.
Our snafus.
Since the body was so well kept, scientists were even able to perform an X-ray and CT scan, which is, I think, is crazy for a body that old.
No. I can't believe it.
Yeah. A number of things were discovered from those scans. For example, they were able to determine that Peter had at one time had tuberculosis.
Oh, so they could actually see like scarring in his lungs or whatever?
In his lungs, yeah. And, wow. And most likely that he died of pneumonia based on what they found.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think that's just amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All that being said, there was a discovery in there that baffled many researchers. Okay. Within the coffin, hidden beneath a layer of herbs and between Peter's feet, a small bundle was found. After some research, it was determined that this small bundle was that of a human male stillborn fetus, potentially delivered around 5 or 6 months during the gestation period.
Holy shit. Was it in him?
No, it was just in the coffin.
Oh, okay.
Not like buried inside his body, but it was placed between his feet.
Gotcha. Oh, I see. Yeah. And you said that. My brain was at the X-ray and CT scan, and they're going down finding his lungs, and then I thought,
there's a baby.
A baby.
No, this again really baffled researchers, because it said that the bishop, who was married, that his wife hadn't been pregnant, and additionally it was said that Peter had no known connection to anyone who was due to have a baby at that time either. What made this incident even more strange was that during that time period, babies were almost always buried with their mothers. So who is this mystery baby? There's a theory that maids or house servants may have secretly hidden the baby in the coffin following the funeral after themselves having a miscarriage or something of that sort. Yeah. It was thought that perhaps they buried the baby with the bishop in hopes that this would be a sure way for the baby's soul to
go to heaven or whatever.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. That's smart. Yeah.
That was the theory, at least. After some DNA analysis, it was found that the fetus and Peter shared about 25% of the same genes, which has led researchers to believe that Peter was either an uncle, half-sibling, or even a grandparent to the child.
Okay,
that's so cool. Somehow related.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it has been thought that the baby probably came from the bishop's only surviving son. Later theories have suggested that the baby had been placed in the coffin symbolically. You see, the bishop and his son had had a falling out after the son decided to go into the military instead of becoming a religious man like his father. And that it was thought that the baby had been placed with his grandfather in order to make sure that the last male heir of the family stayed with Peter in his death. Despite all the research, all of these are mere theories, as no one really knows who put the baby there and why it was placed in the coffin with Peter. And no one will probably ever know. As for Peter, he is now entombed in a new coffin and out of public view to further preserve his body. Oh, and with him still is...
I was going to ask.
The mysterious fetus. As one researcher has stated, they belong together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. This baby.
Yeah.
I wonder if what you said about maybe like a swift passage to heaven, if they go and dig up
is it like a fast figures? Pass to like a Disneyland? Yeah.
It's the fast pass to heaven.
Yeah.
That's smart. Well, like if they go dig up other religious coffins from the 15th, 16th, 1700s, if they just start finding babies all over the place, like just shoved in the coffins,
I didn't
you know?
Even think about that. It's definitely possible because... Yeah. I just found it a fascinating story. Yeah. And you can actually see pictures. We can post some too of the preserved body
Online.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Hey, Freaky Friends. It's Michelle and Melissa from the Freaky Fridays podcast. We are sisters in separate states and love to talk about all kinds of spooky, freaky, and scary shit while drinking and laughing through our fear.
Join us Fridays as we delve into everything from the world of the paranormal to scary movies to creepy stuff we find around the internet. Subscribe to Freaky Fridays wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Sleep tight.
Make sure you leave the lights on.
Freaky Fridays is a proud member of the Podmoth Network. For more awesome pods, check out podmoth.network.
Woo! All right, so with that, I'm going to go on to my story. And what do I call this? Oh, it's just called Ghost Infant.
Oh,
that's all it's called. All right. As I burp and can't edit that out, one woman thought she was living in her own pre-Halloween nightmare when she noticed there appeared to be a ghost in her son's crib, not just a regular ghost, but the ghost of a newborn baby sleeping right next to her son.
That's fucking creepy.
Creepy. So, this is last Thursday, but that's, you know, when the article is written.
Yeah.
I should have gotten a more specific date. But while using a baby monitor to watch her 18-month-old son, Lincoln, sleep, Maritza Siebels caught the strange shape of what looked like another baby next to her own.
Oh, that's freaky.
She posted in a friend's Facebook group and said, "Do you guys see this baby or am I going crazy? Like, what's going on?" And I was like, okay, whenever I saw this, I was like, well, this is going to be some kind of dumb thing. Uh-huh. But I want you to come over here. I want to post this and look at this picture. And this is what made me continue on with this story. So Chris is making his way around. So this is the baby. And look.
Ew.
There's literally
a face. I can see the face.
Like, yeah. Super clearly. And it's the face of a baby.
Yeah.
And it's pretty, it's not one of those where it's like, it could be, like, it totally is. So it's
yeah,
so
yeah,
creepy.
Yeah. It's not even like, oh, it kind of looks like, no, it is.
It's a baby.
Yeah.
Yep. So after sending a picture of this to her husband, who uh-huh. was as freaked out and baffled as she was, she knew it was time for an inspection.
And yeah, so, no shit.
Yeah. So she set it to discover whether it may be a puddle of drool or a stain with an uncanny resemblance to a baby, which is a shout-out to our first episode. So we got shout-outs to our early episodes.
Yeah.
You know, or if maybe it was something spookier at play, right?
Yeah, a ghost?
Yeah, like a
a
ghost.
A demon?
Yeah, which we'll see.
Rosemary's Baby?
So she did this at night. This is Rosemary's Baby, literally. But as she was, so she was doing this as the baby was still sleeping. So it's that same night.
Mm-hmm.
And so she says, I was trying to be extra careful. I couldn't really do
trying to be extra
thorough investigation. She's definitely being extra in this article. She couldn't do a thorough investigation because my son was sleeping. Using her phone's flashlight and feeling around the crib, her little discovery yielded nothing. She said, I didn't see anything. I didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
There was nothing there, she said. So she goes back and leaves the room, and she goes back to her baby monitor and looks. Sure enough, it's still there, though. The ghost baby is still on the screen. And so she's basically like, this is kind of a really weird night.
This is when you say, fuck technology.
Grab the baby.
I'd rather just have the listening one, not where you can see the baby, you know?
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I watched Annabelle for the first time.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Oh, the original. And it's with a family protecting their baby. So okay. That's all I'm thinking about right now. So, when inquiring with other moms in this Facebook group, she did receive some interesting feedback. She said, I actually had someone on there who was a clairvoyant medium.
And she said to put down the crack pipe.
Who said, this is meth. She said, this is a spirit, she told her. Someone else told her to go to church because it was definitely a spirit that was haunting her.
You need a young priest and an old priest.
Would you need a mother priest? Oh, wait, that didn't make sense. Because it's a baby. That made no sense.
And priests aren't female.
Well, your
either.
Priest is all having babies in
That's
your story.
True.
So we can just suspend reality in this. So before doing that, I kind of give her props. She wants to do a better inspection.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like, before I go to all this trouble. So once the baby woke up the
she's
next
trying
morning,
to make logic out of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so she waited till the baby woke up so she could really inspect it. So it was her chance to open the curtains, get some light in there, and figure out what kind of witchcraft was underway. And she saw the truth clear as day. Her husband hadn't put the mattress cover on when changing the sheets, leaving a huge image of their baby's face embossed in the mattress pad thing to shine through the sheets in the light of the baby's monitor camera.
What?
Yeah. So she shared the story to Facebook and got like 300,000 shares and all kinds of reactions and everything. And she posted on there, it turns out my husband just forgot to put the mattress protector on when he changed the sheets. Now, while she was relieved that there was no ghost haunting her baby after all, you know, she couldn't help but laugh. And she actually said that, you know, she, at this point she's amused, but at the time she was really embarrassed. But I think it's actually a really cool story.
Well,
and
because
I love
that picture is freaky. It looks like for real.
It does. And, yeah. And now once you know the truth, you can kind of look and see how it was just their baby. Yeah. You know, I was like, I would be like, wash your damn sheets.
Yeah, those that's some dirty ass sheets. That's what it is.
It's like Veronica's veil, but like of her own baby.
Or the Shout of Turin.
Yes.
Except it's like pig pen from the peanuts, you know?
You can see the dust cloud like, floating up from it. Yeah. And it looks like if you look at the picture now, it looks like the baby's like crying, but it's probably not happy because his face is like smushed into the blanket or mattress. We're like, this shit stinks.
That is
But that funny. Is the story of our ghost baby.
Oh, and you had a debunk right away.
Yep, I did. I did. Story with debunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's... Oh, those are two really good stories.
Yeah, but the connection is definitely there, so...
I think I know what people are going to guess, and I think that they're going to be close.
Yeah.
But... Huh. I'm trying to think of what to say that might be a little kind of like clue.
No.
But we'll see what they say. And I'll leave a little hint in the show notes. But
yeah
everyone, well, give us your guesses. Tell us what you think the episode's going to be. Tune in because I think it's going to be, oh God, I did my research for it. And I think it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good one. So, all right, everyone, we'll have a lovely, again, Valentine's Day. Let us know what you did to celebrate.
Yeah.
If you have any stories, share them. And bye.